Did not my word say, seek and ye shall find? Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be open unto you. I say unto you, all that seek, find. All that ask, yea, and keep on asking, they are rewarded for their asking and for their seeking and for their searching. Yea, if you seek my face, if you call unto me, ye shall be rewarded. Do not leave it to others to pray unto God. Do not leave it to others to talk to your master. He is your Savior. He is your King. He is your Lord. He wants to hear all his children call upon him. He wants to have relationship with all his redeemed, all his beloved. Do not leave it to the preacher to pray. Do not leave it to your mother or your father, but call yourself. Seek God for yourself. Draw near to God for yourself. It may be that the Lord has something greater even for thee. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. My, 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 my. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, 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 well. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. I say unto you, I still make people free. The Lord has not changed. He will break thy bonds, thy binding fetters. He will release you from the things that seem to block your road to the blessing of God. Yea, seek unto the Lord, and he will do just exactly as he said he'd do. He will make you free. Raise your hands again and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. My, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him another clap offering of praise. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes. Holy Lord. Deliver us, Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the big lies of the church is that we have to have a priest to go to God for us. And even a bigger lie is that we have to have Mary to pray for us. That's the worst one of all. Amen. Ain't nobody dead can pray for you. No. Amen. The dead praise not the Lord. Amen. Hey, it takes a living person to pray for you. The reason the Lord can intercede for you, he's alive. He stands at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. He lives. Mary's dead. Moses is dead. Elijah, he's kept up there somewhere off to himself. And Enoch. Amen. And he can't help you even. He can't hear your prayers. Amen. Once in a while, God turns his golden pipe on somebody and lets them bless you. Amen. But that don't happen very often, praise God. Thank you for $577.96. Amen. Raise your hand and praise God again. Ask the Lord to make you go a long ways for Kathy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians 1:12. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Now I want you to understand the conditions this was written under. Paul has been shipwrecked, a day and a night treading water. Hypothermia threatened to kill him. Amen. Day and a night in the deep. 5 times beaten with rods. Amen. Prison. Torture. Want. Hunger. Nakedness. Danger. Everything you could think of came to him. And all he'd had to do to keep from going through it was go home and not preach. Amen. We see a man of God that's preaching going through it. We sometimes say, well, what's wrong with him? May not be nothing wrong with him. Maybe a whole lot right with him. Amen. There's even a bunch prophesied to Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. One man took his own
steps and hold into his hand. Will let me hold your hand, Lord, through this wicked land, Lord. Guide me through the sinking sand. Although the way be narrow, through this land of sorrow, all I ask is, Lord, hold my hand. Will let me hold your hand, Lord, through this wicked land, Lord.
Await me. I'll just be honest with you. If I'd have been Paul, I'd probably say it ain't God's will for me to go. But that's not always right. Amen. You know what Paul said? He said, none of these things move me. What the Spirit said, what the prophet said, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear. I'm not only ready to suffer for his name's sake, but to die. Amen. And in spite of all the prophecies that said, don't go. And in spite of all his friends that said, Paul, you're missing God. Don't go to Jerusalem. He went anyway. Why? For the furtherance of the gospel. You know, sometimes God gives us a choice about this thing called the will of God. I believe that Paul could have probably went home. And nobody blamed him for it. But then we wouldn't have had Philippians. And maybe some of the other books of the Bible, if Paul had gone home. Amen. Oh, I tell you, sometimes we got to turn it over to God. When I first entertained the idea of going to Middletown, Ohio, such a sweet spirit came over me. And then, when it finally happened, such a dark depression settled over my spirit. First thing I did when I went to Middletown the first time, my wife and family all in the car, got off of Interstate 75 and turned right to go to Middletown, and I was heading east. I drove all the way to 42 and didn't find Middletown. I turned left on 42 and drove all the way to Waynesville. Still couldn't find Middletown. I stopped at a station in Waynesville. I said, where's Middletown? I had it in my head. It was that way. I didn't know off I-75 it was that way. Amen. It was that way. They said, well, you're right on 73 now. Just keep going east and you go right through it. I drove. 15 miles I drove. And 20 miles I drove. And I drove right in front of the church on Route 73. Amen. I had took the wrong turn. I had it in my head this way, but it was really this way. We walked in that parsonage, and it was dilapidated. The wallpaper was hanging off the wall in the bathroom and in the parsonage. It needed work bad. I talked to the board about it. They didn't even seem to know it was in such bad shape. Hadn't even looked. I said, before you can even use it for an evangelist quarters, it needs overhauling. And so they set to work, and they overhauled it. And I moved in my depression between two thoroughfares in Middletown, Ohio, a country boy gone to town. Middletown was my training ground for the Miami Valley. I had to get used to being a nobody. I was pastoring a town of 3,500 people. I was somebody. Everybody knew me. Amen. When I got to Middletown, Ohio on North Verde Parkway, I was nobody. And I couldn't hardly stand it. My only release was when God anointed me behind my pulpit. I would drive those streets grinding my teeth. It's then I begin to clamp my jaws together and grind my teeth off in my depression. Amen. Oh, I was in the will of God. I was in the will of God, but I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I was going to. I had a dark task of putting a church that had been split and skimmed of the cream of the crop of the youth to start another church. And they were depressed too. That didn't help it any. Amen. They had been skimmed of many of their young families and young people and good people. Amen. Had even told them they was wrong. Here I am in the city now, between two thoroughfares with the traffic whizzing in every direction. Amen. Trying to be a country boy in the city. Depressed, confused, but found release preaching the gospel. Praise God. I decided I'd be the C.M. Butler of Middletown. I'd visit everybody in that whole hospital. I found out they didn't want me visiting everybody in that hospital. As a matter of fact, they told me I couldn't. They told me I couldn't visit anybody except my own people. Amen. And even then, when my own people requested me to visit somebody and I'd go to visit them, I find out they belong to some other church. Amen. Lady going to my church said, visit my husband in the hospital. So I went up to visit him, and there was another man sitting there, and he introduced me. I didn't even know he went to church, to his pastor. Well, I was a little bit embarrassed. His wife came to our church and invited me to visit him, and I wanted to be a good pastor, and I went to visit him. Amen. And I said, well, have you prayed yet? And he shook his head this way, shook his head. The pastor. I said, I kind of caught something there, you know. Amen. And I said, well, let's pray. And so we prayed quickly, and I went out. Amen. And it got worse for me at Middletown Hospital. That pastor told on me. At his wife's request, I'd visited this man. And that pastor told them they were visiting his member. Amen. And so, boy, they just, those cranky old gals up there at the front, they kind of put up a roadblock in front of me. So much for my dream of being the C.M. Butler of Middletown, Ohio. I found out that even God didn't want me to be C.M. Butler of Middletown, Ohio. He wanted me to preach the gospel. And I preached holiness at 2710 North Verity Parkway. And by the help and grace of God, amen, I put that church back on the map for holiness and holiness fellowship. I got holiness evangelists in. I brought Havis Crawford to Ohio the very first time, 2710 North Verity Parkway. Introduced him to all our camp meetings and opened up a whole new ministry for Brother Havis. He'll tell you today that I was the reason for him coming east. Amen. He even made public announcement to that effect. Amen. And many others I brought to Ohio. I brought Johnny Wade Sloan into North Verity Parkway. Diane and Greta Esri. Diane later became Diane Sloan. They lived at our house so much that I could have took them for an income tax deduction. Amen. Johnny Wade Sloan was 19 years old, skinny and freckle-faced, didn't even wear a necktie. Came out of an ultra-holiness group down in Oklahoma and Arkansas via Colorado. Amen. Amen. I was at their wedding and helped in their wedding. I brought them to North Verity Parkway. Introduced them to Ohio. Amen. Many other preachers I brought. Praise God. I found out that if you bring holiness folks into a church and a steady stream of godly people come in that church, that after a while people will want to imitate them. Amen. Just keep up the good work, boys. Amen. Wherever you are out there. But remember, amen, just keep bringing a good, steady stream of holiness preachers and their wives and their families out there. Amen. And they'll become friends, the people of church. Amen. And they'll feel that spirit and they'll want to imitate and follow in their footsteps. Amen. 5 years I stayed at North Verity Parkway, healed the church, and put that church back on the map for holiness and holiness preaching. Amen. It has taken, amen, 30 years to undo the good that I did at the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Middletown, Ohio, in all due respect. Amen. If you'll do the right thing, God will honor you for it. But I want to tell you what, I had second thoughts. I wished I'd have stayed in Kentucky. I told folks many a time that if I'd have stayed 6 more months in Barberville, I'd have never left. But then there's a lot of preachers you might not have never heard of, because a half a dozen of them came out from under my ministry at the Full Gospel Tabernacle. Amen. I wasn't having a very big time out of the church, but boy, I was having a time in the church. And you know what? That's where the Lord wanted me to have a time. That's where the Lord wanted to anoint me. That's where the Lord wanted to help me. That's where the Lord wanted to use me. Amen. Lord, I want to take the world by storm. And he tied me right to the pulpit. Praise God. But the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Middletown was the foundation for my return to the Miami Valley and the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. I'd already become acquainted. I was already known. I'd already made a name, so to speak, for myself of healing sick churches. And this one was just a little bit sick when I came on these premises. But I was trained for it now. Amen. I knew what to do now. You sing and shout and roll right over it. Praise God. Amen. Go right on. Amen. Ignore the opposition. Praise God. And we had a lot of it in those first 5 years at the Highway of Holiness. Amen. Those first 15 years getting voted on every year and people crawling out of the walls and the woodwork about voting time. Amen. Boy, I decided I might ought to have election every 6 months instead of every year, because that's the only way I could get all the potential members in the church. Amen. Praise God. They came for voting. Hallelujah. Praise God. And but I was ready for it. You know what? In spite of the opposition, amen, in spite of two times being hauled into court, amen, and having deputy sheriffs back there in the nursery, praise God, to stand in guard in the situation, in one of the tense voting situations, you know what? We shouted and sung and danced and praised God and preached holiness right over it. And you never seen a church go back on the map for holiness as far as the Highway of Holiness has gone. Tonight, the sun never sets on the ministry of the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. Little African preachers are memorizing your messages, boys. Amen. And you get a red hot one, there'll be a little African down there that'll memorize it word for word and go into the bush and preach it to his congregation. That's the truth. Brother Graham said a young preacher came by his church in Missouri, Sullivan, Missouri. Amen. A while back. And he said, after he'd preached, he said, "I've heard that message somewhere before." He preached again. He said, "I've heard that one somewhere before." And finally asked the young preacher, he said, "Ain't that one of Brother Collins' messages?" "Oh yeah," he said. "I put them tapes in out on the road," and he said, "I listened to them over and over again until I memorized the message." Amen. And all the way through that revival, he preached my messages. I tell folks I don't have to go anywhere, preach any camp meetings, any revivals. I've already been. Amen. Through this little white John the Baptist, a little white cassette tape with a Highway of Holiness message on it. Amen. But what if I'd quit? In those years that we was having a hard time at the Highway and a battle with our friends at the Highway, praise God, and they thought other, I'd have left. I really wish they'd have voted me out, because I wanted to go. It'd have been the easiest way in the world to leave, was to get voted out. Amen. But the Lord didn't let it happen. I had to tough it out. Amen. But I shouted and sung and praised God and preached holiness and looked the devil in the eye, praise God, and prayed and fasted and laid on my face and got my messages from God. Amen. And preached righteousness. If it hurried granny, and sometimes it did. Amen. Praise God. But we went back on the map. The Highway of Holiness did for God. Now, by and large, ain't nobody here would have it any other way. Because you love holiness preaching. You don't want anything else. Praise God. Amen. You want righteousness preached. Hallelujah. You don't want anything else. Praise God. Oh, when I first came here, they couldn't hardly take Don Rich. Amen. Because Don, amen, we was kind of like Brother Bashir when he took Cedar Valley down south of Branson, Missouri, there just a little ways. Amen. And the church had deteriorated quite a bit standard-wise before Brother Bashir took it. And somebody asked him, they knew the situation he was in and what he was up against. They said, "How you doing, Brother Bashir?" He said, "Well, pretty good." But he said, "Don't think I'm ready for Don Rich yet." Amen. And we took the young folks to Louisville, Kentucky. Amen. And a Virginia boy was pastoring down there in one of those churches. Amen. He was a darn rich man. You know him. Amen. You preached for him. Amen. And with him. Praise God. And we took the whole choir down there. And our boys, some of them had hair on their neck. Some of them didn't have white walls yet. Their ears was covered up. Amen. And the pastor got Brother Don Rich off the side and said, I don't think I'll let them sing. And Brother Don Rich said, now you invited them and they've come, go ahead and let them sing. He said, I'll preach to them. They went ahead and let them sing, and then Don Rich preached to them. This is kind of the way it came out. He said, I don't think Brother Collins will be offended if I say this. Amen. And he laid them in the shade, them boys, for their long hair. Amen. Whoo, hallelujah. They wasn't ready for it. They didn't take it too good. And that's why some of their lives are in the mess they're in today. Amen. And I mean, you can't count them on your fingers. It's in a mess. Because they wouldn't take wholeness preaching. You can't count them on your fingers and toes. The lives that's been wrecked, and some are already in eternity somewhere, because they wouldn't take preaching righteousness, separation from the world. Amen. Old time wholeness. But we had the name. We might as well live up to it. Pentecostal highway of holiness. Boy, that's a lot to live up to. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I would have you understand that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel. Hey! After I went to the Miami Valley, I wish I hadn't gone. But what if I hadn't? Amen. Oh, you say if I could just call back the years. But think, if you're able to go back in time and relive again the people that you'd leave behind, the people that wouldn't even be here, the young preachers that you'd never know, if you could go back in time. We don't want to stop time, we just think we do. We don't want time to stand still, we just think we do. Amen. We came back to Ohio because we had a date with Jim Setzer and Abundant Life Tabernacle. Amen. And Mary Ferguson and Ryan and Brent and Justin and Aaron and Jessica and Rochelle. Amen. We had a date with destiny. It wasn't easy. Amen. It won't be easy for you when you go out. Oh, you can stay home. Paul could have too. And we'd have never heard of Saul of Tarsus. Not one of the 14 books of the Bible would have been written if Saul had stayed in Tarsus. But when Barnabas sent for him, he walked right into the lion's den. Stuck his head in the lion's mouth. Amen. And he said, by myself, I fought with the beasts of Ephesus. But God delivered me from the mouth of the lion, even though no man stood with me. But what if he'd have stayed home? Praise God. Amen. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in the palace. Think of it. If Paul hadn't have went, he'd have never got to speak to Caesar's household. And in other places, amen, the island of Miletus, where he had that revival after the shipwreck, healed the king, the mayor. Amen. What a great revival he had. What if he hadn't went right straight into the storm? Amen. Hey, if you always detour the storm, you're not going to amount to much. You're going to have to face the fray. And once you start, be a man. man of your word, a man of duty, a man of training, a soldier if you please. Amen. And even if you die in battle, go on. Hallelujah. Many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident in my bonds. They said, if Paul can suffer and preach the gospel, I can too. And much more bold to speak the word without fear. Hallelujah. And the gospel goes forth, encouraged by the suffering saint. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Well, I'll say, some preach it of envy and strife. The one preached Christ of contention. Can you believe that? It's happening. Not sincerely. It's happening. Supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Making it harder on Paul. Even called his name. Saying, if he hadn't have been so foolhardy, if he hadn't have been so headstrong, amen, he wouldn't be in the shape he's in. And they went on preaching. Calling Paul's name. Amen. But he said, other of love. Knowing them, I've set for the defense of the gospel. Amen. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. That's my message tonight. Christ is preached. Amen. Hello, Americans. Christ is preached. We live in the land of the free. Praise God. You can make your own choice. And people are making them tonight. And some are making the wrong ones. But you can't preach this Bible much without preaching Christ. I heard one preaching this afternoon about 4 o'clock. Amen. I wouldn't trust him any far, and I could throw him, and I couldn't throw him very far. But I want you to know he turned on today, and he preached the rapture. And I thank God Christ is preached. I don't care who preaches it. I thank God Christ is preached. In this land of America, praise God, everybody don't believe like I do. Everybody don't believe all the Bible. But I thank God Christ is preached. Ain't none of them going to get very far unless they hide behind the name of Jesus. Amen. They're going to preach Christ. Hallelujah. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And therein do rejoice. Yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Praise God, of Jesus Christ. Amen. Red-headed boy, but as a Van Halen rock and roll concert. Amen. His family owned theaters. Amen. He would sit all day long in the theater and watch one show after another. He'd seen them all. Amen. His young red-headed boy in Indianapolis, Indiana, attended a Van Halen rock and roll concert. And the leader of the band got up as they were going great guns and said, you couldn't even get saved today in a rock and roll concert like this. And that word saved hung in that red-headed boy's head. Saved. Amen. He couldn't shake it. And Jim Gillis, in the middle of a Van Halen rock and roll concert, got saved. Because a heathen had mentioned the word. Amen. Maybe we need to put the word out somewhere. Saved. Are you saved? Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. A man lay dead between Jerusalem and Jericho. Everybody thought he was. The priest didn't want to get involved. Amen. The rabbi didn't want to get involved. They passed by on the other side. But then here comes a hated, despised, half-breed Samaritan. And he went where he was. poured in wine and oil and roused him up and put him on his own beast. When Jesus told that story, Jews stood there biting their jaw and their tongue, even clenching or gritting their teeth together. He's saying something good about a low-down, good-for-nothing Samaritan. You know why Jesus said something good about that Samaritan? Because he done something good. He said, who was neighbor to him that fell among thieves? And all they could say was, him that had mercy. Amen. He said, go thou and do like that Samaritan. Praise God. Tell somebody. Help somebody. Lift somebody's load. Praise God. Be a neighbor. Hallelujah. I thank God in the United States of America, over the radio and over every media there is, there's a bunch that's talking about Jesus. Amen. Jesus said concerning one religious sect, he said, do as they say, but not as they do. Amen. You know, ain't can't nobody preach much this Bible, whether it's J. Vern McGee, our brother Swindle, or Jerry Neverkin Falwell. Amen. They can't preach this Bible without preaching something about Jesus. They preach enough of this Bible, you'll get help after a while. You listen enough Bible preached. Amen. Ain't no use criticizing unless we are putting out something better. Come on. Ain't no use to criticize unless we're writing better notations in our Bibles. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. The brother that wrote the Living Bible quoted another religious leader from bygone years. He said in so many words, if you disagree with what I've written, you're obligated to write one yourself. Huh? Not me. No. Not me. I'll criticize. Amen. Hey, amen. It won't hurt you to read some of these things. Praise God. Some books I read to learn how not to preach. Some I read to learn how to preach. But I thank God that Christ is preached. Amen. In southern Georgia tonight, the neighbors have all come in. And Brother Morgan got a group together in a van or bus, and a bunch of them went over to help out in the devastation of South Georgia. And he said, over the weekend, he said, people was crawling over the top of each other trying to help out. And he said, they've gone to searching for bodies because there's so many still missing. And he said, there were so many helping out. Did you catch that word? So many out there working. So many out there helping out. Amen. He said, we decided we'll just fry up a bunch of hamburgers and stuff and take it to the ones that is working. Praise God. I thank God that there's somebody out there helping out. When you need help, Sister Carrie, it don't matter what color they are, it's helping you do it. It don't matter whether they're male or female. When you need help, amen, praise God. When you need help, you don't much care about how they're dressed. Amen. They may look like a heathen and like a Hottentot, but when they're dragging you out of the drink and you're going down for the last time, thank God somebody is helping out. Amen. Let's keep doing good, folks. Let's keep preaching the gospel and raising the banner high. And no matter what happens, all things still work together for good. And this too, Randy Jones. Yeah. Amen. We have Indiana Jones in our church. Look at him. I bought him a hat today. Amen, if he'll wear it. Praise God. Yes, sir. Indiana Jones can help you. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm glad that there's somebody, praise God, that'll help out. Somebody will preach. Somebody will work. Somebody will talk about Jesus and being saved at work, on the job, at school, and even at church. Stand with me. Father, help us, Lord, to be willing to go and to bear that load. And even though we walk through the darkness momentarily, we know this too shall work out for our good to the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. Once and only once we'll pass through this troubled land. Once and only once we'll have a chance to stretch out our hand. Be the first to say, sometimes I haven't done too good. Sometimes I haven't been too patient. And sometimes I've given up on men. But I stood back and watched and saw God work, and He didn't give up. He sanctified them and filled them with the Holy Ghost in spite of me. Amen. I saw them go and grow for God. Come around the altar and say, Lord, take me and use me and make me and mold me and shape me. Make me, Lord, what You have me to be, that all the world might see Jesus in me.